CBS Sports Radio, 1450 The Hall, Average Joe Show 2.0.
First timer in the studio.
Your Springfield Falcons are back in action. They got a little break right now. The Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, March 8th. The Wolfpack of Hartford, March 13th. Both of those games are on the road. They will be back eventually. In the meantime, you can go to falconsahl.com, grab some tickets for any of the upcoming games or events. Joining us in studio right now, and I'm super jazzed about this, is a guy I remember when he played for the Gophers of Minnesota. It's Mike Hofel, the giant known as Mike Hofel. We haven't had a guy this size in here yet for the Springfield Falcons, besides maybe Coach Bednar, who I think runs maybe eye-to-eye with Hofel. Hofel was drafted by the Devils, second round, 57th overall in 2007, then went on to play 4 years at Minnesota, played for a bunch of years in Albany with the Devils, is now a winger, a left winger for your Springfield Falcons, putting up some nice numbers on a team that we are falling in love with. Mike Hofel, welcome to the Average Joe Show, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
I have to start, let's start, if you don't mind, with, because we sort of have a Simpsons rivalry with the city of Albany here in Springfield. You know, there's, what is it, Springfield, and what's this?
Shelbyville.
In Shelbyville, yeah. So I want you, can you name three things that we do better than Albany here in Springfield? Just make everyone in our listening audience feel better. What do you like better about Springfield than that place in Albany?
Oh, man. Going to have to go with the restaurants.
Restaurants, I like that. Okay, yeah. We're good to go.
For sure.
People are nicer.
People are nicer. for sure. I really don't get out that much.
I was going to say, most of what you do is on the ice, right?
Yeah.
And the hockey fans. We have better hockey fans.
Yeah. Better hockey fans. There
put,
you go. Absolutely.
Put that in your
That's
pipe and
sure.
smoke it, Albany.
So, Mike, let's talk about the season a little bit. You guys got off to a, an absolutely torrid start. You guys were tearing it up. Then you guys, right around the All-Star break, you cooled off a little bit. After that, you lose three in a row. Now you guys have actually won three in a row. Are we really heading back in the direction we were at the beginning of the year again?
Yeah, I think so. Like you said, we started out really well, and then like every sporting season, doesn't matter what sport it is, there's always the ebbs and flows and ups and downs, and we were hot for a bit, we cooled off for a bit, and kind of been up and down since. But I think we're really starting to hopefully turn the corner towards doing things the right way again and getting back on the winning track. So.
Now, you've been around for a while. Have you heard comparisons of what player you most resemble? And have you ever heard a comparison that where you're like, well, that's completely off base. I'm not like that guy at all.
You watch the NHL and guys that you try to, emulate the way that they play their game. And I'm just a big power forward that just tries to keep my game simple and play a north-south game and be good in my own end. When it comes to people that I've been compared to, I've heard a broad range of players, so I don't really want to get on the air and say any names. That's not really my thing. So,
well, I'm going to toss some names out because they're your old teammates from the University of Minnesota and the Gophers. And we were joking off the air about how that you're a Minnesota native. You know, you grew up there, a Minnesota Wild fan, and sort of watching the way that you guys, and especially Minnesota, the university, recruited players. I mean, you played with Blake Wheeler, you played with Kyle Okpozo, you played with Nick Leddy. I mean, these are some pretty fantastic talents. All of you guys getting together and playing in the West Coast and the WCHL. Talk to me about what did you like when you get into that dressing room with those guys in day one. You know, when Letty's a freshman, when Okpozo's just a kid. Do you know, can you tell those guys who are going to play at the professional level? I mean, being a guy who played some hockey, obviously, all through your life, can you tell the special ones?
Yeah, certainly. At any age, you can tell which guys really have the special talents and like the names that you listed off there. Blake and Kyle and Nick are all really special players and have gone on to have really, really great careers thus
sure.
far and still are going to, have bright futures down the road with their teams too. So, yeah, definitely, when I played with those guys there, I was a freshman when Blake was a junior and just looking up to him in terms of, him being an older guy and physically such a big guy and kind of plays the same kind of game, power forward and
yep.
Skilled. And, yeah, definitely, you know, watching those guys when I was younger was something special for me.
And we're talking with Mike Hofel, left winger for your Springfield Falcons. Go to falconsahl.com and grab some tickets. Still an awful lot of games to go. It's basically 4 days until their next game. Head on over. We got to pack the nest more often. Your timeline is something that I think is familiar to a lot of hockey fans, but maybe to other sports fans, not so much. You were drafted and then went to play in college. Can you talk to, how does that help fuel your 4 years at Minnesota, knowing that you've already gotten the, not that it's about the seal of approval, but you've already gotten that it has happened, the professional ranks value you. Did that change the way maybe as 19-year-old Mike Hofel goes into the locker room in Minnesota?
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously that was a special moment when I got drafted, but you know, it was only the start is the way I looked at it. And, you know, it motivated me for sure to want to go into the University of Minnesota and perform and play well and develop and, you know, kind of pan out to be the kind of player that, you know, they thought that I could be. So, definitely, you know, when you're tagged as a drafted player in college, it motivates you and makes you work all that much harder to, try to follow your dreams and, you know, play them out.
Mike, since we're playing This Is Your Life, let's go back even further. 06, oops, sorry, I'm trying to kill our guest.
Tony actually just assaulted a giant of a man.
06-07, you started playing for the U.S. National Development Program. I'm sure when you're introduced to that, you're getting the best training, the best coaches, the best everything in the world. What did that do for your career?
Yeah, that was instrumental for my career as well. Moving away from home at a young age, you're forced to grow up really quickly. You know, traveling and just all the experiences playing internationally in different mm-hmm. countries. It was definitely something I was, you know, I'll remember for a lifetime. It was great experiences. I met some fantastic friends. And, you know, at a young age, your eyes are opened to the world.
Right.
So it was really a special experience for me.
Cool.
We've had a lot of athletes in here over the years, and one thing that we
Tony hasn't done that to anyone else.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So
sorry, man.
So you're the first. We've had a lot of athletes through here, and we know that a lot of you can be very superstitious. Do you have any superstitions? And is there any really, really strange superstitions that pass around in the locker room? Who's the weirdest guy on the team?
Let me answer one question at a time, will you please?
Yeah, I personally do not have any superstitions. No, that's not me. I have routines, obviously. You know, I just, you know, kind of the way I go in and prepare for before a game or before a practice or whatever, but no superstitions for me. And in terms of a guy in the locker room, I gotta think about this one. Guy that just pops out to me is Dominic Minardo. He's
yeah.
quite a character.
Yeah,
he's
had him on.
He's really entertaining, and he's a great guy, and someone that I really enjoy being around in the locker room.
Not a good chef, from what I hear.
I can tell you. I think he lives with Luke Adam, and now Lukey's girlfriend is there. So I'm sure Hannah is doing most of the cooking. He's a great guy and a lot of fun and. Yeah, good dude to have around the locker room.
We're speaking, of course, with Mike Hofel of the Springfield Falcons. I actually misspoke. Mark this on tape, interns. March the 3rd, 5:55. I'm admitting I was wrong. You guys actually have a bunch of home games coming up, including
Look at the schedule first, Kyle.
3 o'clock, because I think I know everything. 3 o'clock this Sunday, three o'clock puck drop against the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, and then next Friday against the Wolfpack, and then next Saturday against the Providence. Bruins. So there is a ton of home action coming.
They are at home every weekend.
It's great.
From the 13th on, Friday and Saturday.
I love this.
Yeah,
I love
March
this.
Is a nice month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I you know, and I bring my kids a lot, and it's such an incredible family atmosphere. And I have to tell you, Mike, I have a 3-year-old whose name is Calder, so I bring him a lot to maybe get some Calder love in the building. And every time guys drop the gloves, he is transfixed. He can't take his eyes off of it. He loves the sound of the crowd when the fights happen. At what point in your hockey career do you realize that there's an element of showmanship that is also, I mean, you've been playing hockey for a long time. You're an entertainer. You're an athlete first, but you're also an entertainer. Does that ever enter your mind on the ice, or is it all just business from minute one to minute 60?
Yeah, you know, when you're on the ice, you don't think about that at
sure.
all. I think the time that I actually first kind of recognized that was, you know, when I was my first year pro in Albany. The first game of the year, I tore my MCL, so I was out for 2 months. And so I was sitting out watching games from up top, and that's when I kind of realized, you know, watching games from the stands, this is more than just the way I see it as a player. It's an entertainment business, and that part of the event, I guess, I wasn't really aware of until.
Well, my kids beat mullet, so I mean, he will likely be on the ice with you guys soon. So there's that.
Sounds good. Don't get mad at me, but barring injury, like me just trying to rip your head off, you're on pace to play more games than you have at this level. And do you think physically your body's going to be up for it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, try to take good care of my body every day, and your body's your business. So I just try to every day, you know, do the best I can. But I guess like any sport, that's part of the business. Is
right.
There's always injuries, and so yeah, that's. I think I'll be okay. Hopefully.
Yeah, I think just Kurt, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna play 80.
That was,
at least 80.
Because
this year.
Actually, if his body doesn't go, your body is his business.
My
He's
body went a long
you.
Time ago.
He's
so
coming after you. You've already assaulted the guy, Mike Hoffel. It's been such a pleasure to catch up with you, my friend. We can't wait. I can't wait for my kids to see you back on the ice this Sunday against Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Before that, though, it's a Saturday tilt at Providence, the Providence Bruins, and then the Falcons are back home all next week, Sunday, Friday, and Saturday, home games for the Falcons. Go to falconsahl.com. Mike Hoffel, congratulations on a great first season in Springfield. It's not over yet. Here's to a deep Calder Cup run.
There we go. Thank you for having me.
Mike Hoffel.